Well, hello and welcome to the Carson Anderson program. I am Doug Karsh. That is Scott Anderson. Kang is back after spending a week in Las Vegas, which has a whole bunch of stuff. We got to recap from that. But first, I start by turning to my radio partner, Scott Anderson, and asking, how are you today on this Monday?
Doing all right, Doug.
Yeah?
Yeah, a little sticky, but otherwise, just the weather's sticky.
Yes, it is. Did you feel like that needed explanation?
I did. I want you to say, I'm a little sticky. I'm like, all right. Slow down.
Yeah. It's
take a shower.
Whoa.
Yeah. No, I'm good. This humidity is something. This humidity is something. I think we're there it is. Facts. Mm-hmm. I think, yeah, we all know this though. It's just an adjustment period like it always is. But this is day five, Doug. This is starting day five of me having to deal with some squatters in my backyard.
Yeah. So what's the story? You get some rabbits there or something?
Some bunnies. Yes. I saw Lois digging in the yard on Thursday when I came home. Didn't really think too much of it. I just yelled out, hey, stop that. And eventually she stopped and she came running in. Hi, hi. I'm like, okay. And the landscapers are out there on that day. And I was talking with them as they were getting ready to leave. And then one guy called me over and he pointed to the ground. And I saw this hole in the ground that Lois had exposed. It was just literally a rabbit hole in them, but she kept digging at it. So now it's like a little crater, mini crater in the ground. Mm-hmm. And there were four baby bunnies there. Like probably within hours of being born, maybe at most a couple days. Because here it is 5 days later. I went and checked on them this morning. Their eyes are still shut.
Okay.
So I did the quick Google, how long before baby bunnies open their eyes? And the Google said 10 to 12 days. So they're still shut. So I'm guessing these things are really, really young, like had just been born that week at some point. But I've taken to try to protect them a little bit, put some sticks over the hole, put a log over the hole, not over the entire hole.
He's building a shelter.
A little bit, yeah. I mean, leave access on either side for the mother to come in and feed them. And then I took a chair and put it on top of it as well. Mm-hmm. That kind of helps provide more substantial coverage. Still, again, allowing access on either side. But the chair keeps the dog away from it. But I still go outside in the backyard with the dog because Lois is very curious about the bunnies that she found. And she wants to get in there and stare at them and stick her snout down there.
She didn't attack any of them.
No. No. Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
I don't know if there were six bunnies.
Yeah,
right. There could have been seven bunnies to begin with, and now there's four. I don't know. I choose to believe mm-hmm. that there are always four, and she was just very curious and happy to see what's there.
Okay.
But they are cute as the Dickens. They are 3 inches long, little tails. They're adorable. But I can't wait for them to leave. And then I'm walking the dog last night. It's like literally 9 o'clock last night around the neighborhood. And I don't know if they're just messing with me now, but I couldn't, for the last 5 days, it was really hard to find a bunny rabbit in my backyard. Like, I'm waiting to see if I can see the mother come in, and I never saw it. Except one time there was a rabbit in the back, and I let Lois run loose, and then she took off towards the back and chased one out of the yard. I'm like, damn it, I hope that wasn't the mother, and now she's never going to come back. But on the walk, there were, I think I came across, I'm not exaggerating, 14 rabbits. Along with 8 deer and other animals, but I came across 14 rabbits. Like, every other lawn felt like there was another bunny jumping out of the grass. I'm like, come on, really? So I think everybody's having to deal with this right now, and it's the season. You know, rabbits, they like to do it like rabbits.
Mm-hmm. That's what they say.
Yeah.
So at this point, you got four small.
Yeah, they would literally, all four would easily fit in the palm of your hand.
Wow.
I mean, that's how tiny these things are. And they sleep in like just a little, it's a little bunny pile, a little bunny bundle on top of each other. It's really cute. But that cuteness is going to wear off soon if I just can't let the dog run free in the backyard. So I got another couple weeks of this, I guess.
A couple weeks.
Well, the rumor has it, Google, apparently it's like 3 weeks a time before the bunnies will relocate.
So if the mother's scared off, what are the bunnies doing for food?
I don't think the mother's scared off. I think the mother comes back because like they're still moving the same amount. Actually, they're squirming a little bit more now than what they were before. So I think she's supposed to come feed them at night and in the morning.
Gotcha. So anything exciting this weekend other than, you know?
Tiger baseball was great.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, just fantastic. But, you know, weather was not conducive to me wanting to be outside a ton. So I just kind of sat inside.
Watched a lot of games.
Watched a lot of baseball. Watched a lot of golf. Started watching another TV series.
Yeah, I want to get into that because you feel like you got a problem. Yeah. You and I'm excited for you because you blew through Severance.
Yeah.
Which was awesome.
This is a different kind of problem with it.
Okay, well, we'll get to that in a minute. Anyway, so, yeah, the Tigers, I mean, you know, it's funny. You do this long enough and you understand. You sit down and you open up the phone lines and you say, all right, let's take some calls, blah, blah, blah. You know what's better for call traffic? When they lose. More people call to complain when they lose. But the way they're winning has been remarkable. And it's way more fun for us, and I think for everybody, obviously, when they're winning. And they are absolutely dominating in the division. I mean, go back to the beginning of the year and say, before the All-Star break, the Tigers are going to be 23 games above 500, have the best record in baseball, and be 13.5 clear in the division. That's not a scenario that people would think was remotely realistic. Do we think they'd be competitive? Of course. But one thing that's proven not to be the case is this is not the best division in baseball. Now, that's in large part because the Tigers are running ransack over everybody.
Right. Or roughshod or whatever.
Whatever it is.
They're running away with it is what they're doing. Some of it might
stepping
be
on their
some,
necks.
Look, there's some injuries, but every team deals with them, including the Tigers.
Yeah.
Had to deal with a bunch of injuries right out of the chute. So it's bearing out to not be the division that it looked like it was after the first month when everybody but the White Sox was above 500, and we were thumping our chest a little bit. But nonetheless, it's baseball. It's a long season, 162 games worth. And if you're going to write off Cleveland because of their start through the first 88 games, I get it. I mean, you're right. You'd write everybody off because nobody's within, you know, 13 games. It's a 13.5 game lead, which is crazy talk. But we do have last year to go by to see that you could see a collapse coincide with a hot streak. That's what happened. Twins collapsed. Tigers got hot.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing you know, they're in the playoffs.
Well, it's not over. And seasons are really, really long.
Yeah, but I feel pretty good about what's going on with this Tiger team through 91 games. They are outstanding at 57-34.
And yesterday's game was incredible. I mean, just incredible. Up and down, roller coaster, theater, you know, dominant starting pitching. And
well, there was no score.
No.
Going into the bottom of the eighth inning. Then they give up a run. And you're thinking, oh, crap. Are they going to lose 1-0 because the Tigers had just come off the 1-0 win? Are they going to lose 1-0? And then, nope.
I mean, like inches away from losing 1-0. But, you know, Detroit's cult hero comes through again. We will get to that. We'll welcome Kang back. We got Champ and Chump. We'll have our nominations. We want yours. It's a Monday here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.